Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, World War II veteran Jerry Reinhart talks with his good friend Molly North. Mr. Reinhart was drafted when he was 20 years old, and his primary duty while serving was to build bridges. Today, he shares a story about an interesting encounter with some German soldiers during the Battle of the Bulge.
I think you told me that you were part of the area that we call the Battle of the Bulge.
Yes. We were stationed there, and the weather was so bad during the Battle of the Bulge, the Germans come up with, under a truce flag and went into his tent with his general, and they wanted him to give up. The Germans come out and says, as he said, Niesen, which means nuts, that the American general told them, nuts to you, we're not giving up. It was a very, very bad winter that year. I think we had 4, maybe 5 foot of snow, and it was very hard getting around, and the Air Force didn't have clearance to drop supplies to the American soldiers. And as soon as they got the first clearance, they dropped them all kinds of ammunition and all kinds of things that they needed for to get along, like boots and things like that for clothing.
So did your soldiers get supplies as well?
Yes, we got the supplies, and that's what kept us fighting.
Did you have to fight as well?
Oh yeah, if it came to combat, we had to do combat duty also, and we only had to do that one time. It was right after the Battle of the Bulge. We were building a bridge across a chasm someplace. I forget exactly where it was, and these Germans ran out of the woods, and they come flying down at us. Well, they didn't fire, but our soldiers picked up all their guns and started firing at them. But when we found out that they weren't firing back, we hollered, cease fire, and took them in. And what they wanted to do, they wanted to come down and have some chow with us because they were hungry.
So did that happen, do you think, more often than we know?
No, that was the one time, really, they come flying down at us, and we didn't know whether they were going to shoot at us or not, but they left their rifles up there on the hill. We gave them something to eat because they were hungry. They were on an outpost, and they had no food. And they were pretty well wrung out.
Jerry, I'm going to look forward to our continued conversations because I know there are a lot more wonderful details.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for taking the time always to talk with me and answer all my questions.
Yes.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network, dedicated to building trusting relationships in our community. Storyline. Make the connection.